Bring your game face. Leave your bags at home. For more information on the new NFL bag policy, check out this link below.
For the very first time this training camp, safety Ed Reed met with the media and was expansive in his answers. Here's the bulk of what he had to say on Tuesday morning at the Houston Methodist Training Center.
How do you feel physically?
Physically, for where I'm at, I feel good. It's been some tough days sledding, really sledding, pulling the sled. But it's been awesome, the work I'm putting in right now and what I went through, for where I'm at right now, it's feeling really good.
Ed, Andre said that you told him you'd be ready for game one, San Diego. Can you tell us about your feelings about game one, San Diego?
Hey, if Andre said it, man, I guess I got to do it. This is his team, so.
Well, he said you told him that.
Hey, like I said, if he said it, then it's true, right? I'm working out to get back as soon as possible, because being on PUP, you can't be out there, with your teammates moving around, communicating. It's a little tougher, just talking in the meeting rooms, and learning it, just from a book standpoint and not physically doing it. It's always tougher, man. But, I'm doing as much as I can to learn it mentally and watch the guys move around and communicate in meeting rooms, So it's coming along well, like I said, if Dre said it, then it shall be.
Where do you think you are right now, percentage-wise?
Oh, man, that's tough. It's really tough because, I have to go through the rehab part of it and also try to condition at the same time while not pushing myself too much to where I hurt it again or something like that, So it's hard to put a percentage on it. I can tell you I'm feeling really good. If I had to play today, I probably wouldn't. I couldn't play today, but if it was the Super Bowl, I probably would. You got to kind of, what's important, so to say, what's important now. And right now is to rehab and get as strong as possible and get myself in condition.
Young guys are all talking about how much you're helping them. Talk about your role to help them right now.
I'm kind of torn because it's like a player coach, so to say, and, not being out here. Like I tell the guys, it's hard for me to make comments to them and get them to listen and not be out here, because guys tend to, shy away from you when you're not doing the work, going through the blood, sweat, and tears. But like I told them, I gave a speech to them, like, man, look, I wouldn't be any different if I was anywhere else. I'm just trying to help you to better on your techniques to help us, to help us get to where we want to go and to help you, better yourself as a player. And I would hope, and like I tell them, I would hope that they would do the same thing when they see me on tape, busting something or something. They would help me mentally, to correct myself. Because that's how we're going to better each other. That's how we're going to be a great secondary, and a great defense.
What's it been like for you to uproot yourself after all those years where you had your routine, you knew everywhere you were going to come down? Just your life has changed.
It's been a change. It's definitely been a change and been some adapting. But my teammates have made it easy, man. J. Joe and Kareem, and D. Manning, just the whole DBs, and just the whole team, man. Everybody's been so welcoming, man, and helping me, just being who they are, so to say. Letting me be who I am and help them and offer them the things that I can help them with. Everybody's just been really welcoming, and really open, and you can see it, like you can feel it, man. Everybody wants to win. Everybody works hard. Everybody wants to be a part of this team. Everybody wants to be a part of a championship team. So when you're around that, it's infectious, man. It's infectious, and it makes you want to push and go even more, when you are working out and when you're on the field.
What's the one thing, you talked some about this, but what is the one thing that was a tipping point for you? You said, okay, I'm coming to Houston. Was there one thing that crossed the line for you?
I have to show you all the text message one day when Andre texted me after the Super Bowl. The day after the Super Bowl, Andre texted me, it was just going through that process that every player, kind of dreads, the free agent, it was kind of set in stone what was going to happen, for my career, elsewhere. And like I said, it was open arms. Rick called me, and I knew I could play. I knew I still wanted to play, just a matter of where I was going to be and where did I fit,
John talked to you about Hall of Fame. Everybody puts future Hall of Famer in front of your name. It's absolutely expected. What does that mean to you? What do you think about that?
I'm a player now. You know, I'm not a Hall of Famer now. It's not something I think about. You know, it's truly not something I think about. You know, when that road is crossed, you know, I'll be grateful, you know, to have those thoughts and, you know, look back at the memories and stuff that really brought me to that point.
What does it mean to you? You've had the kind of career that qualifies that kind of thought. I know you're still playing, mm-hmm. but to have that kind of career.
It helps to get your point across to your teammates, you know, when you're talking football, you know, coaches tend to respect you a little bit, you know, and understand where you're coming from, you know, from a mental standpoint. So I guess it helps, you know, but you still got to go out there and prove it, you know what I mean? And that Hall of Fame stuff mean nothing when that ball is snapped, you know, obviously, because, you know, the critics, not saying you guys are, you know, tend to, you know, tear you down a little bit. You know, you miss 3 tackles out of 16 games, you know, you're the worst safety ever, you know, so... You know, it's just all the stuff that come with the territory, man. But, you know, it's good to talk about the Hall of Fame stuff. But, you know, and I watch it just about every year, man. But I'm grateful just because I know those guys paved the way. You know, I watched old school football. I play old school football, you know. So just being in that category, man, it's a blessing.
And has your rehab went the way
what
you expected?
What Andre said in the text? Andre just said congratulations. He said congratulations, and it was more my comment to him, you know, about get me to Houston, you know, because I kind of knew things. But the rehab is going well. You know, my expectations were right where we are, you know, and yes, we are a little bit above and beyond, you know, where I'm expected to be at this point. You know, because this hip wasn't as severe, you know, as the left one, you know, though it's still tight, you know, at this moment, you know, so, but it's going really well.
With your conversations with Wade Phillips, man, he talked a little bit about what you've been able to put out in rooms, your guys' conversations about this defense so far.
Well, it's just a matter of getting it down and being Wade on the field, so to say. You know, I'm used to sitting down with my coordinators on Tuesdays, getting the game plan, knowing what he's thinking, you know, what he's thinking about certain calls and certain situations, and being able to say that to the team, you know, the defense on the field, you know, whether or not we're trying to get off the field, we need to get off the field, we need to get the ball back to the defense, you know, whatever it may be, you know. So I just like to know why he's calling certain calls, whether it's a run call, a pass call, you know, or you just want to put some pressure on him and get the ball in his hand. So I just like to know exactly, you know, his mentality, so to say.
What do you miss? A lot of guys that on this team that refer to you as someone they idolized growing up, or they, you know, and I wonder what.
Shade of gray hair. I've been playing.
What point in your career did that start? That kind of thing start?
You know, I've been known as a uncle, you know, since college. You know, I was always the older guy, you know, and being on a younger team now, you know, guys see me as that older guy, but some of these guys look like me. You know, D. Owens, you know, he got that gray hair, man, starting to look like me, you know. So, but, you know, I guess it's just my whole demeanor, you know, how I am, you know, how I was raised. I was raised around my dad, my uncles, you know, always been around older people like yourselves, you know, but always have respect for my elders, you know. So that comes with something. And I'm from the South, you know, so.
But it's not so much that the older thing is the, I mean, they were kind of in awe of you growing up, like watching you, and they want to learn as much as possible. I just wonder what that's like for you.
You know, it's definitely humbling, because you got to stay on your P's and Q's to make sure you're doing what you need to do to show those guys the way, you know, how to be professionals. But, you know, I mean, you're still human at the end of the day, and you still make mistakes, you know, and that's something that you want to make sure that they know too, you know, that you're not perfect. You know, you're just like any other person. You know, you're going to make mistakes, you know, as you grow, you know, but just keep living.